This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. It is Thursday. That means it is Merritt Island Youth Night at Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. Time for that is 6 p.m. It's in our fellowship hall for grades 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Pastor Harley Capsuto is doing a great job. He's ministering to young people all throughout the week and building relationships. And so this will be week number two. If you've got teenage young people and you want to equip them for a successful walk with God, a walk with God that will stick with them throughout their entire life, not just into their high school years and junior high years, but it'll actually prepare them to be able to give an account for the reason that they believe. So they won't just be believers. They will be believers who know why and what they believe. So that's what we are trying to accomplish there at My Island Youth. 6 p.m., 165 North Grove Street in our fellowship hall. We've got our sanctuary right there on Grove Street. Fellowship hall is behind there. We've got games and food and fellowship and worship and a very impactful message. Hopefully they will come out and be a part of that. Also like to say to the folks of JITS, thank you to the folks of JITS Concrete, 321-536-5804. They have the number of E's that I talk about. They have decades of expertise. They have great experience, and they have a fantastic work ethic. I'm going to throw a fourth E in there. They're also very efficient. They can handle everything from the estimate to the planning to the networking to getting the concrete delivered, prepping the site, doing the installation, doing the finishing of the concrete, and doing the cleanup. They are great at all things concrete. And so if you've got a concrete job that you are looking to have done, JITS Concrete, 321-536-5804 could be a great resource for you. This is a great time of year to have your outdoor work done. It's not the temperature of the sun out there. And so the folks at JITS Concrete, they know what the temperature difference does to the concrete. It makes a difference as to the time that they're able to work the material and get it where it needs to be. So JITS Concrete, we want to thank them for being part of the Refresh Radio program, and we bless them in the name of Jesus. So we're going to return today. I want to thank you for allowing me to interrupt our normal Bible study here for the last two programs where we shared about exiting Egypt with Julie West. I hope that was insightful for you. And I hope it does for you what happened for me. And that was that there was a pivotal moment in my life when all of a sudden I quit being a student and I became an intent student. I can still tell you what it was that happened to me, and all of a sudden I wanted the tools that were necessary to get me deeper into the Word and appreciating the Word. And so hopefully The past two broadcasts have been helpful in that. And hopefully we'll see you at Merit Assembly of God on Wednesday nights as we look at the lessons from Moses' life and Pharaoh's life, the children of Israel's life, and what that means and how it can be applied to our lives. That Wednesday night service starts at 7 p.m. And if you come, you want a copy of the book, we can get that to you. But let's get to 1 John chapter 4. We had been here, we touched on several things, and now we're going back to verse number 9. 1 John 4:9, in this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. So that concludes verse number 16 of 1 John chapter 4. And so we're going to dive into this. Right now we are talking about that followers of Jesus are people who love. Love is something that the world talks about, but they don't necessarily define it from a biblical perspective. And we'll talk about that. Love is not just patting someone on the head. It's not just saying, hey, you know, we got a great relationship here. It's not just a thought process. It's not just affirmation. And it is certainly not enabling in a life of sin. So here recently, my wife was doing some preparation for her class on Wednesday night, and it's a kid-friendly project. In other words, not only can the kids participate in that, but one of our grandchildren was actually helping to put this together, and so that's always great fun. But it involved a stove, and on our stove is a light, and it tells you if the cooktop is hot. It also tells you if the cooktop is on. And the cooktop was on, and so with our grandchild being right there and knowing how kids, you know, like to touch things, because we love the grandchildren, there was don't touch the stovetop, it's hot. And as they can, you know, decided to step up on the stool and get more of an eye level, there was a second time, don't touch the stovetop, it's hot. And because we've all been children, there were third and fourth warnings, don't touch the stovetop because it's hot. And then there, you know, was the protection and things like that kept saying, hey, I want you to understand, I love you so much that I don't want you to experience physical trauma. So I'm intervening. And so love is active. And sin is something that damages people spiritually. A lot of sin damages people physically. It damages relationships and finances. And so I want you to know that biblical love is not enabling of sin, but instead it communicates there's a better way. So we're going to go through verse 9 down through the end of the chapter 4. And I want to point this out. It says, in this, the love of God was manifested toward us. And then it goes on and concludes verse number 9 by saying this, that we might live through him. And so God loves us so that we can live. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved, I use the word sent, it's actually the word give. God doesn't want us to die. He knows that without him we stand condemned already because of our sin. And so he sent his Son. His love was manifest in the birth, the life, the plan of God, the holy ministry of Jesus, the journey to the cross, the death on the cross, being buried and ascended the third day. All of that was prompted by the love that God has for people, because he not only doesn't want us to experience spiritual death, but in the Gospel of John, Jesus tells us that he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. The love of God makes life possible. You and I were created. We are created for love. We are not created for hate. We are created for love. Hate has negative ramifications for us, and it also has negative ramifications for the people around us. And so we need to realize that it is not just for a single person. So as we were finishing the program yesterday, we were talking about, it's not just about my salvation, not just about my family's salvation. It's about realizing that God wants to do his work in us so that we will take the gospel throughout the earth. And so if you want to be a part of our missions program, you know, we are very missional. We support a number of missionaries, a number of missionary projects around the world. And so I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 50, maybe a little bit higher than that. It fluctuates because there are, you know, people who are part of the missions program and then they retire or pass away or whatever. And so that number is a little bit on the fluid side. But missions is one of the ways that we express to the world, hey, we love you. One of the reasons we're here on the radio program is because we want to see God's love in operation in your life, and that love changing the dynamic of Brevard County to where it is a place of revival. So Merritt Island talks about, you know, there's a lot of space industry and, you know, reaching to the heavens. Well, we want to see the God who created the heavens glorified and honored here in Brevard County. There's a word in verse number 10. It says, and this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. There are a lot of people who can point out flaws with other people while not realizing the flaws that they have in their own life. And if you try and point out that they're not perfect, they're going to get quite agitated at you. But I want you to know that there is no one in Brevard County that hasn't sinned. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So we've all sinned. That sin means separation from the God who created us, and so we need to resolve the sin issue. Not empower the sin issue, not gloss over it, but we need it resolved. And so Jesus here, and this is one of those words that when you read it, you're either just going to gloss over it, you may struggle pronouncing it. It's not the easiest word in the world for me to pronounce. Or it may cause you to do a little research and say, what does that mean? What does that mean? And so let me tell you, propitiation means that God loves us and sent Jesus to atone for our sins. Or in even a more simple explanation, deal with our sin in such a way that this is my definition. This is Bob Arthur's trying to bring the complex down to something that, you know, everybody can appreciate, that Jesus came to deal with our sin in such a way that it restores holy, healthy relationship. Okay. Sin, you can go all the way back to the garden. Sin destroys relationships. Doesn't make them stronger. That's a lie from the enemy. Too many people are falling for the lie. Hey, if you go out and you do this, it's going to make your relationship with your spouse stronger. No. That sinful behavior as described by God, it will not make your relationship with your spouse stronger. It will devastate that relationship. It's been tried a billion times, and every time it fails. If you want a stronger relationship with people, you've got to have a loving relationship with God, where God on the throne pours love into us and deals with our sin so that we are able to love those that we come in contact with. So sin is not trivial. And so then, you know, before we know it, Easter is going to be here. We're going to be talking about the cross. The cross is painful. It's not so much about the cross as the person on the cross. And we'll talk about his life here in a little bit. But I guarantee you that Jesus did not go through all of the pain leading to the cross, the excruciating pain of the cross, the separation in the grave, and then ascending and interceding at the right. He did not do all of that to enable us to continue the behavior and the heart attitude that grieved the heart of the Father in the first place. Repentance is not just saying, I'm sorry. It is a change of heart, a change of inclination, a change of mind, a change of behavior. And so we can thank God that he loved us enough to atone for our sins. So I was preaching a message here a few weeks ago. And there was a verse. It's found in two places. It's found in, it's found in 2 Kings, and I believe it is 2 Chronicles. And it talks about, even though when Moses created the Ark of the Covenant, that in it was the tablets with the Ten Commandments on it, there was a golden jar of manna, and there was Aaron's rod that had budded and blossomed and produced, you know, almonds, and all the rest of the rods in the presence of God, all of them stayed exactly the same. And in Deuteronomy 31, it says that the Ten Commandments were given as a testimony or a witness against the covenant people. And all of a sudden I realized that the Ten Commandments, the law of God was something that no man could live up to. Even Moses didn't live up to it. But the picture that God gave me as I was ministering is that all of the failure and all of the sin that we are susceptible to, prone to, and have acted out and grieved the heart of God with, that all of that, when it is committed unto Jesus, it is surrounded by his glory, the mercy seat, the atonement cover, all of that covers up and encapsulate, and all of that sin is done away with, and the law and the prophets are fulfilled in Jesus. See, all of those things that were in the ark, all of those things pointed to Jesus. And so I don't want to be just left with the letter of the law. I want a healthy, vibrant relationship with him. I want a healthy, vibrant relationship in every relationship in my life. That's, you know, hate conflict. I'm not afraid of it. Don't enjoy it. You know what I like? I like the shalom of God. I like the peace of God. And so Jesus came to enable us to have our sins dealt with, to where the power of sin is broken, so that we can have healthy relationships that manifest in loving one another. If God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. It should be something that we do. It manifests in such a way where it's not just showing up on Sunday morning. It shows up in everything that we do. So there was someone that posted something on social media, and it was a car that broke down, and several people got out and literally pushed this car out of the flow of traffic. It was at one of the busiest intersections in Merritt Island, and with all of the keyboard warriors out there pointing out all of the bad stuff, people said, it's good to know that there are still some people in Merritt Island, you know, that want to help one another out. As Christians, that should not be the exception. That should be the norm. We should be some of the most compassionate people on the planet, because we've been recipients of the purest, most life-changing action that will ever be taken. God has shown his love for us. And so it is not always the big things. Sometimes it's the little things. And so I happened to be visiting the post office here, oh, I don't know, a week or so ago. 2 weeks, let's see. A week or so ago. And as I was walking back to my car, there's a mother. She's holding a child that's very young, also got a package. So her hands are occupied. And I was a little ways away, but I saw her start to try and balance the package so that she could open the door. And, you know, I don't know how well she would have done at that. I know what would have happened to me. I would have tried to balance it. I would have got the door open a little way. I would have dropped the package, and who knows what's in the package or anything like that. But I said, hold on. I'll get the door for you. You know, actions that just speak of a different mindset to the people of the community than the, hey, I don't care about you. I just want you out of my way so that I can get to what I need to get done, because what I need to get done is more important than you are. One of the things I can tell you is if we would create a little bit of margin in our life, if we would say, you know what, maybe I don't have to hit the snooze alarm one more time. Maybe the drive to work would be a little bit more enjoyable. Maybe if I spent some time praying to God about my day before my day starts making me crying out to God for the people I'm dealing with, maybe we would do a better job of loving one another than what the rest of the world does. Remember, the mark of distinction for believers is not the words that come out of our mouth, but it is the fact that we have love one for another. It's not you know, just because it's us four and no more, not because we know someone. It's because Jesus has done a work in us that no one else could have ever done. And we want to see other people benefit from that same way. Listen, those first century disciples reached an incredible percentage of the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they did it because they loved God and they loved one another. And so let's just recap. You know, God loves us so that we can live. He atones for our sin in such a way that it restores holy and healthy relationship. And he does that so that we can love one another. I pray that today, as you go about, that you'll be thinking about those three things. So thank you so much for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. Remember, if you've got young people, middle school, high school age, My Island Youth will be meeting at 165 North Grove Street, 6 to about 7:30 tonight. Hopefully they'll come out and be spiritually fed. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.